Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shade. How may I assist you?
Good morning. I am calling. I am trying to figure out what this company is and what it is, because I had a purchase that just showed up on our organization's credit card, and I'm trying to figure out what it is because nobody seems to know what this purchase is.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code?
50266.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Sarah Ryman.
How do you spell that last name?
It's R-E-I-H, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy.
What's the last four digits of the card number that was used on the purchase?
Let me look. Hold on 2 seconds.
And how much was the charge?
It was for $59.89.
Okay.
The card is not in my name.
That's fine.
Okay. Let me find my card here. The last four on the card would be 0941.
And what's the card holder's name?
It's the what? It's WDM Girls Softball Incorporated.
Okay. So, what's the name of all the people that have access to the card?
Good Lord. We're a big organization. Let's start with the first one would be Jean Rausch, R-A-U-C-H.
I'm not seeing her name.
Atina Finn.
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Jean Rausch. Verify the address for me.
Oh, crap. It's a P.O. box.
We have a physical address on file.
1700 Railroad?
Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
Well, do you know her email?
His email is...
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. Let me find his email here. Sorry. I'm sitting in front of my computer, so I have, like, everything at the fingertip. I just have to click on the right thing. His email is grauch4@gmail.com.
Okay, so it looks like he entered into a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And it did include a meal planning app called the Bites Hub. But he canceled the account. The account has been canceled.
Okay. So I won't have any more charges on it?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Bye.